Dr. Chu, you looked into some very interesting mental health issues affecting Chinese and South Asian communities in Ontario. What did you find?
So what we found was that compared to patients from other populations, Chinese and South Asian patients were on average much sicker by the time they got to the hospital. So these are among this study was done among patients who were hospitalized for a mental health condition. So what we found specifically was that Chinese and South Asians were more likely to be involuntarily admitted, meaning admitted and detained against their wishes, as well as they were more likely to exhibit positive symptoms such as hallucinations and delusions by the time they got to the hospital, which is a sign that their illness had progressed much further than the other ethnic groups.
Now, why is that? Did you have any clues why they tend to come in with much more severe symptoms?
I think we can hypothesize. The study did not specifically look at the reasons, but previous literature has shown that Chinese and South Asian patients tend not to seek help early on in their mental illness state. And so by delaying seeking help, what happens is that they're more likely to come in much more severe by the time they get to the hospital. Culture is a big factor. The fact that stigma is much more prevalent, stigma against mental health is much more prevalent amongst ethnic minorities, as well as family factors. So the family dynamics in Asian populations is different from other cultures where the stigma and the shame attached to mental illness actually prevents people from seeking help earlier, and the mental illness is kept almost like a secret in the family and kept within the family until the illness has gotten so profound that there's no choice but to admit the patient to the hospital.
So what would be your advice for a family dealing with a mental health issue affecting a family member?
I think what needs to happen is a reduction in stigma and an increase in awareness that mental illnesses are treatable, and that, you know, contrary to what people think, it's a lifelong sentence, we can't do anything about it, that helplessness, just to raise awareness that there is help out there, and, you know, for the patients to really seek out help from anyone that they trust in the mental health community. What we also want to highlight from this study is that it's not just up to the patients and not up to just the patients and the families, but also up to clinicians. So we need to raise awareness among clinicians and mental health providers that living in such a diverse country such as Canada, and the fact that Chinese and South Asians are the two largest ethnic groups here in Ontario, that we need to make sure that they recognize that culture and ethnicity are independent factors of whether or not people seek help. And so to raise that awareness and to have physicians recognize that this is something that they need to be more aware of.
Now, just let's go back a bit. How did you go about conducting your study?
So this is a population-based study, and we looked at all hospitalizations that happened between 2006 and 2014 using a data set that's called the Ontario Mental Health Reporting System. So this captures all hospitalizations for psychiatric beds in Ontario. So we took people and we were able to link it to an ethnicity algorithm. So we were able to tell whether or not the person was Chinese descent, was of South Asian descent, or other. So we compared these three groups to see how different they were in terms of their mental illness severity.
Now, I have a question for you. As a first-generation immigrant, did the experience or the length of their stay in Canada play any role? Did you look at any factors like recent immigration, what generation of immigration these patients were?
Right. So previous evidence has shown that immigration is a major factor in terms of mental health, not only because of the stress involved in immigration, but also just being in a country and feeling like you need to cope and making ends meet and acculturation, all of these factors may influence someone's mental health and mental state. And therefore, we did look at these mental illness symptoms by immigration status. So we looked at immigrants versus non-immigrants. And very surprisingly, we found that our findings were very consistent between non-immigrants and immigrants. So our original hypothesis was maybe the mental health services that we provide, there may be language barriers that people who are not native speakers of English or French, for example, may find it more difficult to find services. Although that might still be true, we found that it's likely not the strongest factor when looking at this, because we found similarly poor illness severity states for both immigrants as well as non-immigrants. So it goes beyond, I think, language barriers. I think it's more of a cultural difference that we're picking up on.
So a Chinese person, regardless whether they're just arrived or have been in the country maybe for a second generation, might still have this cultural stigma towards mental
correct.
Illness?
I mean, that's what our evidence shows.
Mm-hmm. Now, your research focused on Ontario. Can we reasonably extrapolate to other provinces as well?
Yeah, there's no reason to believe that our findings would be different if you did this, for example, in BC or other provinces that have a large ethnic minority group. There's no reason to believe that they would be vastly different.
So what's next for you?
I think I want to continue in this line. So a lot of research that has been done on ethnicity and mental health in general have come from UK and the US, where their ethnic compositions are quite different. So it's been focused on Black and Caribbean descent US citizens as well as Latin Americans. And so there is very little evidence on Asian populations and how they fare in terms of the mental health state.
And why did you decide to go with the Asian populations?
I mean, there are several reasons. One being that they are the two largest ethnic groups here in Ontario, and also they will continue to increase in numbers, and we need to better understand why there are these differences. First of all, if there are differences, and then why there are these differences, so that we can better serve these individuals and these communities.